good country music. It's still around. You just have to look for it. And you found it. This is Hurtin' for Real. Thanks for stopping by. Well, hi everyone. My name's Brian. This, like I say, is Hurtin' for Real. All songs today about dogs. Do you like dogs? I love dogs. We're going to hear songs from Justin Rutledge, Johnny Cash, some Uncle Tupelo, Ian Tyson, Fred Eaglesmith, and we'll talk about some dogs that I've had over the years. Good dogs, bad dogs, dead dogs, all different kind of dogs today. This is show number 760. I'm glad you could join me. Let's get started.
Sometimes life is just this simple. Sometimes life is really just this simple. I love my dog. I love my dog. He's my dog. If my dog don't love you, that's okay. I don't want him to. He's my dog. I love my dog. He's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay. I don't want you to. He's my dog. Sometimes it's just this simple. Sometimes life is just this simple. Sometimes life is really just this simple. I love my dog. This isn't about you, it's about my dog. I love my dog, he's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay. I don't want you to, he's my dog.
Yes, sometimes life is just that simple. Yeah, those are the Bottle Rockets. They are from St. Louis. I've always loved that song from them. It's called Dog. And today on Hurtin' for Real, all songs about dogs. Thanks for stopping by, everyone. My name is Brian. I should let you know, this is show number 1 on the internet. Number 760 overall. I've been doing this a while. I should let you know a little bit about me. I love country music, good country music. I've been doing my show for about 15 years. I was on a campus station in Kamloops, British Columbia. But this is show number one on hurtinforreal.com. And it's not going to be about me, really. It's more about the music. Good country music. I'm going to play a good song right now. It's by Old Crow Medicine Show. It's called Eight Dogs, Eight Banjos. Some more songs about dogs on Hurtin' For Real.
Kicked him with his shoe. He just climbed on in, just like he knew. God is a wild old dog. Someone left out on the highway. I seen him running by. He don't belong to no one out. It's lonely on the highway. Sometimes a heart can turn to dust, can whittle down to nothing, broken down. Grass was waving there just like the sea. He tore off running like we'd set him free and just disappeared right in front of me. God is a wild old dog. Someone left a
Patty Griffin, Wild Old Dog. Yeah, it seems like a lot of the dog songs are kind of tragic. Yeah, dogs are either not treated very well, or they die, or they just leave. Yeah, about half the songs, it seems, are kind of heartbreaking. Here's another one. Ian Tyson has a song called Casey's Gone. Yeah, this is a simple song. It's a good song. It's about a dog. Here you go.
Casey's gone, wasn't here very long. She liked to wag her tail when she got to tag along. But now Casey's gone, Casey's gone, wasn't here very long. Heaven was a flatbed on a gravel road. Now Casey's gone. Where's Casey gone? Where's Casey gone? Into my memory, that's where she lives on. That's where Casey's gone. Yeah, Casey gone. Wasn't here very long. Just an old yellow dog, just another sad song. Now Casey's gone. Thank you. where's Casey gone? Into my memory, that's where she lives on, that's where Casey's gone.
Cross Timbers. That is Amanda Shires. Yeah, that's a good record. And the song there, Keep Them Dogs From Barkin'. Yes, all songs today on Hurtin' For Real about dogs. I had a dog who didn't bark much, but she could talk. Yeah, her name was Sparky. She was a beagle. She was pretty much my dog. Yeah, most of the dogs I've had over the years are mom's dogs. But Sparky, yeah, I took her everywhere with me. And she could talk, yeah. Usually she would say, I'm hungry. But she was a good dog, absolutely. We're going to hear a song that my mom would like. It's called Old Shep. And I've decided to play the Wilf Carter version of it. Yeah, this one is a heartbreaker. Old Shep on Hurtin' For Real.
When I was a lad, old Shep was a pup. Over hills and valleys we'd roam. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. We grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole, when I would have drowned beyond doubt. Shep was right there, to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. So the years rolled along, and at last he grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. Then one day the doctor looked at me and said, I can do no more for him, Jim. With a hand that was trembling, I picked up my gun. I aimed it at Shep's faithful head. I just couldn't do it. I wanted to run. I wished that they'd shoot me instead. I went to his side and sat on the ground. He laid his head on my knee. I stroked the best pal that a man ever found. I cried so I scarcely could see. Old Sheppy, he knew he was going to go, but he reached out and licked at my hand. He looked up at me just as much as to say, we're parting, but you'll understand. Now old Sheppy's gone, where the good doggies go. No more with old Shep will I roam. But if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Shep has a one.
weight of the light on the leaves. Four lean hounds in a row. Where in the world did you go? Four lean hounds in a row. Oh,
oh. That song is about dogs, sort of. It's called Four Lean Hounds. Yeah, it's by Justin Rutledge. He's from Ontario, and that album there, Valley Heart, yeah, I just love that record. Anyways, good stuff there from Justin Rutledge. And yes, all songs about dogs today on Hurtin' For Real. I really liked our Blue Heelers. We didn't have many of them, but we had one called Peaches. I still remember her. She would grab a hold of my dad's pant leg, the jean cuff, and just start to go wild on it. Yeah, that was quite a memory when I was a kid. Anyways, Peaches, there'll never be another one like you. We're going to hear a song by Casey Chambers and Shane Nicholson. Yeah, they put out two albums together. As far as I'm concerned, they're just fantastic. I kind of miss the collaborations that Casey and Shane did. We're going to hear a song called Sick as a Dog on Hurtin' For Real.
I got the fever, I got the cough, my head is pounding like the wheels come off. I got the shivers, I got the shakes, I'm burning up.
Well, I'd like to do a couple of love songs here for you now. One, you know, the man's best friend is his dog, if he's got nothing else. And this song is about a dog. Well, he's not very handsome to look at. Oh, he's shaggy and he eats like a hog. And he's always killing my chickens, that dirty old egg-sucking dog. Egg-sucking dog, I'm gonna stomp your head in the ground if you don't stay out of my hen house. You dirty old egg-sucking hound. Now if he don't stop eating my eggs up, though I'm not a real bad guy. I'm going to get my rifle and send him to that great chicken house in the sky.
Do you think there's any dogs that regret becoming domesticated? There's probably a few, isn't there? Yeah. Johnny Cash, that is, of course, from the Folsom Prison record, a song called Dirty Old Egg-Suckin' Dog. Yeah, I bet that dog could tell a story about its owner, sure. What's with all the dog hate? Well, here's one that's a little more positive, I guess. It's by Dolly Parton, song called Cracker Jack. Yeah, I like this one. Kind of reminds me of when I was younger. Here you go. Some Dolly on Hurtin' for Real.
Once I had a little dog, I called him Cracker Jack. He had a spot around one eye that looked just like a patch. His legs were way too long and he was awkward as could be. He wasn't much to look at, but he looked all right to me. I found him by the riverbank just wandering about. He was cold and hungry and his ribs were sticking out. I snapped my fingers, whistled when he came, I picked him up. I was just a kid and Cracker Jack was just a pup. I took him home and fed him till he couldn't eat no more. I took him to my room and put a blanket on the floor. After that, beside my bed is where he'd always sleep. Each night in my prayers I'd pray the Lord his soul to keep. Cracker Jack, the best friend that I ever had was Cracker Jack. But he was more than that, a playmate, a companion. He was love and understanding. That was Cracker Jack, the best friend that I ever had was Cracker Jack. But he was more than that, everything a kid could want I had in Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack would run to meet me after school each day. He'd jump and wag his tail and look at me as if to say, I love you and I missed you and I'm glad you're home again. I knew just how he felt, 'cause me and Cracker Jack was friends. Through the woods and fields we would often roam about. When we got in trouble we would help each other out. I could run almost as fast as Cracker Jack could run. We had a lot in common and we had a lot of fun. He was always with me when I was growing up. We shared each other's good times and we shared each other's love. He only lives in memories now, but often I think back to the days of childhood, the days of Cracker Jack. Cracker Jack, the best friend that I ever had was Cracker Jack. But he was more than that, a playmate, a companion. He was love and understanding. That was Cracker Jack, the best friend that I ever had was Cracker Jack. But he was more than that, everything a kid could want I had in Cracker Jack.
How old do you think I am, he said. I said, well, I didn't know. He said, I turned 65 about 11 months ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There wasn't anyone around except this old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and opened up his mind on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Ever had a drink of watermelon wine? He asked. He told me all about it, though I didn't answer back. Ain't but three things in this world that's worth a solitary dime, but old dogs and children and watermelon wine. He said women think about theyselves when menfolk ain't around, and friends are hard to find when they discover that you're down. He said I tried it all when I was young and in my natural prime. Now it's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Old dogs care about you even when you make mistakes. God bless little children while they're still too young to hate. When he moved away, I found my pen and copied down that line about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. I had to catch a plane up to Atlanta that next day. As I left for my room, I saw him picking up my change. That night I dreamed in peaceful sleep of shady summertime, of old dogs and children and watermelon wine.
Old dogs, yeah, there's not much better than an old dog. Tom T. Hall, he could write a song, absolutely. Old dogs, children, and watermelon wine. We had some old dogs. I guess the oldest dog we ever had lived to about 15. That's old, I guess, for a dog. Sadie lived to be 15, so did Tess. They were both good dogs. I'm glad they lived to an old age. Anyways, this is fun. This is my first show online. This is Hurtin' for Real. And next week, going to do, I guess, new stuff. Yeah, it won't always be theme shows. Today's a theme show, and usually it'll be theme shows, but once a month, I'll do kind of something called the Hurts of the Month. Something that's new, something that's good. So we'll do that next week. But this week are all songs about dogs. And I'm going to play a couple of songs about dogs that have been shot. Yeah, Fred Eagle Smith wrote a song called I Shot Your Dog. This is off of his record called Balin. Kind of a bluegrass record, kind of. And yeah, this I think is one of his best records, yeah. A song about a dog that's been shot. Fred Eagle Smith on Hurtin' for Real.
Hey, this is Fred Eagle Smith and you're listening to Hurtin' for Real, Kamloops, British Columbia. Brian Sanderson, stick it in your ear.
Well, hello, neighbor. I've been meaning to talk to you. I've been putting it off. Something I got to do. I've been living with a secret to keep me away. There's just something I got to say. I shot your dog. He was on the property. Thought he was a coyote on the run. I've been missing some chickens, so I pulled the trigger. I feel so bad about what I do. You don't have to say nothing. I can tell how you feel. I feel the same. If it was me, I'm awfully sorry. If I could make it up to you in any old way, tell me what to do. I shot your dog. He was on the property. Thought he was a coyote on the run. I've been missing some chicken, so I pulled the trigger. Feel so bad about what I've done. Got an old coon hound. It'll make you feel better. She's coming in next week. Get the pick of the litter. I shot your dog. He was on the property. Thought he was a coyote on the run. I've been missing some chicken, so I pulled the trigger. I feel so bad about what I do. I feel so bad about what I do.
Some SOB shot my dog. I found her under a tree. If I had loved that dog so much, it wouldn't mean nothing to me. But you son of a bitch, I'm gonna tell you what, I will not be deterred. I'll find you out and track you down. On that you got my word. Queenie's getting buried. It's time to dig the hole. The New Year's Day in Santa Fe broke mean and it broke cold. And I don't predict the world will end, and I don't presume it won't. And I don't pretend to give a damn if it do or if it don't. And I bet you got a gun for Christmas. That don't make it right. What in the hell were you thinking with little Queenie in your sights? Queenie's getting buried. It's time to dig the hole. New Year's Day in Santa Fe broke mean and it broke cold. Father Time are almost loaded up, and they're headed for the borderline in a stolen pickup truck. For old acquaintance not forgot, for old dogs left behind, I won't forgive and I can't forget the year of 99. Screaming old Lang Syne. Queenie's getting buried. It's time to dig the hole. A New Year's Day in Santa Fe broke mean and it broke cold.
Guy Clark, Queenie's Song. Yeah, that's a good one. Guy Clark co-wrote that with Terry Allen. Apparently it's a true story. I had a chance to talk to Guy Clark some 10 years ago, and I asked him about that song, and I asked if the shooter was ever caught. And Guy Clark says that the guy who that they think did it, well, he passed away. Yeah, that's what Guy told me. Well, another dog song is by Uncle Tupelo. And you know, some 15 years ago, I started doing this show, Hurtin' for Real. And the first song I played was by Uncle Tupelo. I played a song called No Depression. I really liked that old magazine. Still like the website, for sure. And I see that Uncle Tupelo has a song called I Wanna Be Your Dog. Yeah, here's another dog song on Hurtin' for Real.
So messed up, I want you here. In my room, I want you there. Now I wanna be face to face. Now lay right down in my favorite place. Now I wanna be your child.
The dogs, they really miss you. They're different since you said goodbye. They brood, they pout, they feel put out. If they could speak, they'd tell you why. They're too down to look around. They hardly touch their meals. The dogs, they really miss you. And I know just how they feel. Their tails don't wag, their hearts won't heal. They blame themselves that you're astray. They're sorry that you felt tied down, never learned to stay. Molly's nose is warm and dry since she sat and watched you pack. She figures that you must be lost and can't find your way back.
Austin Lounge Lizards. Yeah, thank you to Rick for suggesting that song. Yeah, it's a good one. It's called The Dogs, They Really Miss You. Yeah, a lot of good dog songs today. I might have to do one on cats. Yeah, cats, you know, I like cats. People ask, you know, are you a dog person or are you a cat person? I say, why choose? Yeah, I like dogs and cats. Well, I guess it depends on the dog. Depends on the cat, too, sure. Well, thank you for listening to Hurtin' for Real. Yes, it's been a lot of fun today. This is show number 760 for me. It's the first one on the internet. You know what? I'll tell you something. This is going to get better. This is my first one, and there are some kinks, I know, and they will be ironed out. I'll also let you know that the website will improve, I would say. It's pretty basic for now. There's just, you know, the shows on the website, maybe a couple of links and, you know, a Twitter type of thing. That's about it. But, you know, in the days to come and weeks to come, there will be additions and you'll be able to get a hold of me. Try my Twitter if you want to get a hold of me, at HurtinForReal. And, you know, there were so many good songs about dogs. I'll have to do a sequel down the road. Yeah, I might wait a year or two, who knows, get that cat show in before I do another dog show. It's only fair. And I'd like to thank my mom and dad for having such good dogs and good cats and teaching me to take care of them, and that was important. So thanks, Mom and Dad. Especially Mom. Yeah, Mom, she feeds them, she takes care of them, so does Dad, but moms are number one in the hearts of the dogs in the Saunderson family. Well, I'll be back next week with some more great country music you don't hear near enough. We'll have the Hurts of the Month, and basically I'll look at about, you know, maybe 8 or 10 albums that are new and are good, and we'll listen to some really good stuff. Yeah, a lot of good stuff planned tomorrow, or next week, I should say, for the Hurts of the Week. I think I'll leave you with something from Audrey Auld. Yeah, Audrey passed away a few years ago, and yeah, she was really talented, and yeah, she is missed. We're going to hear a Fred Eagle Smith song that she recorded. It's called He's a Good Dog, and I think this one is a good way to end off show number 760. All right, that's it for me. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and we'll visit next week. We'll see you then.
He's a good dog. I've had him for years. He used to get up when I walked by, but now he just lifts up his ears and he thumps his tail on the floor when I talk to him. But if I talk too long, he just ignores me and he goes to sleep again. He's a good dog. I got him as a pup. I tried to teach him all them tricks, but then I just gave up, 'cause he never acted very bright. But his eyes have got this glow, and I think he actually knows some things that actually I don't. And he never barks at strangers, but then he never barks at cars. And he howls at the coyotes while they're howling at the stars. Scratches at the back door till someone lets him in. Then he scratches at the other side just to get back out again. Oh, he's a good dog. But one of these days I'm gonna have to drive him into town, have him put away. He can hardly walk, but until then I'll look at him and I'll say, he's a good dog.